How's it going? You going to head back to Shep, when you?
I'm not too sure. I haven't been back to Shep for probably about 15 years now. Last time I went down, it was one of my auntie's funerals, I think. It seems to be the only time I head back these days. But I've got, you know, my own kids and that down here, so I've been out in Geelong for the last, you know, 14, 15 years. And when I'm not in here, of course, wasting my life, but I'm out there. And now, something I've been thinking about over the last, you know, few months in here is maybe returning back to Shep, if not for good, maybe just, you know, for more frequent visits, because my mother's getting old and, you know, my brothers are having children and I haven't met any of them, and so I would like to, you know, return home a little bit more. And I think, because for me, with my drugs and my crime and all that sort of stuff, it started in Shepparton. My trauma is related to Shepparton and my drugs are related to my trauma. So I think for me to heal properly, I need to return the country, and at least then maybe I'll be able to get a little bit further, because I've been trying to pull my head in, but I haven't been able to sort of get across the line. So I think maybe that's what I've been missing. I need to go back, sort myself out in the country where it all started, and then maybe then I'll be right. At times, like, I've, you know, conducted myself in that same manner. Like, you can be more staunch to your mates than your family, you know what I mean? And then one day you're in a place like this and you wake up and it's 20 years down the track and you realise, shit, you know what I mean? I've just spent more time in jail and with my mates on the gear than I have with my family, you know?
Yeah.
So, you know, you get out and seeing your family, it's like looking at a photo, because each time they're grown, hair's longer, you know what I mean? I don't sit in here and feel sorry for myself, because I put myself in here, and if it wasn't for jail, I wouldn't have been off the drugs long enough to know that, to come to that realisation that, all right, I'm starting to age now, I want to do something different, and jail gave me that time away, locked in the cell, and some of the people in here as well, there's some really good blokes in here, you know what I mean? It's not just all heartless criminals and drug addicts in here. Like, a lot of them, you can sit there and you can have a serious conversation about, especially about family, because a lot of the people in here do love their families and all that, and then they're not, even though they're in jail or, you know, they might have been out there running the streets, they always carry their families with them. Like, for me, no matter where I am and what I'm doing, my family's always with me, you know what I mean? And I think a lot of close calls that I've had is because I've got my family looking over me, you know, especially, you know, my nan, my father and that up above and that, you know, they've always been there to guide me through and help me manoeuvre my way through all these, you know, bad situations and, you know, so, yeah, for me, jail, as well as just being the place that took me away from my family, it's been a place that has helped me come to the realisation that, you know what I mean, like, it's time where I've got to start thinking about doing something different.